Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I might be professional. Give me 1 second. Hello?
Hi, this is an exclusive announcement
for
American Express.
Fuck you!
Yeah. I wish we were...
I keep on doing this stupid American...
Excuse me, this might be professional. You've won a cruise!
I keep on getting these stupid cruise messages. I want to kill it.
Chips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Cool.
Okay, that's some nice sound, Zoe.
Thanks. Do you want it again?
Yeah. Yeah, up close and personal.
Anyway.
I did that with coffee.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Neve.
Hi, Sophia. Hi, Neve.
Hi, Zoe.
Welcome to the table. Zoe's crying. This is, we're in studio with our roommate and friend,
Neve. Same person.
And she's on the podcast, Neve.
Neve, welcome.
Thank you.
Our theme today?
Rodents.
Rats. And?
Prairie dogs.
Guinea pigs.
Porcupines.
Rabbits.
Beaver. Oh, interesting that you should say that. I did a little bit of pre-search.
Okay! Nice.
And can I kick this rodent thing off?
Please.
Go ahead.
So rodents are a type of mammal. That part you probably knew already. But
live birth.
yes. Latin, rodere, to gnaw. That's where the name comes from. To gnaw.
Never knew.
And they are from the order Rodentia.
The order? Oh, yeah. the Kingdom Animalia order, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that includes, among other things, mice, rats, squirrels, prairie dogs, porcupines, beavers, guinea pigs, hamsters, gerbils, and capybaras. Rabbits, hares, and pikas are actually not rodents. They are in the order Lagomorpha, which is like a sister group to Rodentia. They used to be within the same group, but then more recently they've been divided into two sister groups. So also the thing that differentiates rodents from other creatures is that they have a single pair of growing incisors in their upper and lower jaws, and they have to continue. You know that movie Crank?
Yes.
With Jason Statham?
Of course.
Where he has to just continuously keep his adrenaline going or he'll die. Mm-hmm. His heart will stop. So rodents are kind of like Jason Statham because they have to continuously be chewing, or otherwise their incisors will grow up into their skulls and pierce their brains and kill them.
Whoa.
That's why they're always gnawing stuff.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Neve, you were a rat owner as a child.
Yes.
Did you ever know this fact?
No, but I knew that about beavers because there's also lots of beavers on the island where I grew up.
Oh, Toronto Island.
Yes, Toronto Island. They're constantly chewing on the trees.
Have you seen beavers on Toronto Island?
I think I've seen one.
Huh. Okay!
So anyway,
to chew on.
There's sort of like three things that rodents use their special teeth for, and that is gnawing, burrowing, and also self-defense. Since there are sort of three like different things that they use their teeth for, and there's three of us, I thought maybe we could assign like a special rodent thing for each of us.
Sure. I'm going to go with you for burrowing, Zoe.
I was going to say burrowing for me too. Sophia, you have to be gnawing food.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Ugh. And leave your self-defense.
But is that just because it's the last one left?
No, I think you actually suit self-defense the most anyway.
Why?
Because I just do. It's just a gut feeling.
And I feel that way too, actually. Why do I suit gnawing?
Because I feel like I've seen you chew something like this.
That's probably true.
So yes, Niamh, we've invited you here today because we know that you have a very special rat bond.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Okay. Well, I used to have rats growing up. I have one main rat story.
Well, can you go back 1 second?
Yes.
Take us back, Willie, to the early days of your rat taming.
But sorry, did you have multiple rats at the same time or one after the other?
Our first rat was Harry, which was my brother's and
my rat. Is
that
an H-A-R-R-Y? Or yeah. Like your... Okay.
Yeah.
Or an I-E.
There are hairless rats.
Oh. So there was Harry first, and how long did Harry live?
I think about 3 years. That's the typical lifespan. And then...
How did Harry die? Don't rats get a lot of tumors?
Yeah, the ones that I bought at pet stores are just feeder rats, so they're right. Supposed to be fed to snakes.
Mm.
So they're not very healthy.
At pet stores, it's just like the excess of feeding rats that they sell as pets as well?
We looked at it as saving them because otherwise they would have been fed to the snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an anti-snake mentality because of this?
I really love snakes, and so I'm torn because that is something that I don't like.
That so. They do.
Eat rats.
Yes.
Okay, so you had Harry, and then when did you get Cutie? Who's Cutie?
A Cutie...
You're like Barbara Walters.
That was so creepy. So Harry died, and then we went to the pet store, and my brother got Tunnels, and I got Cutie. And Cutie was... all brown.
And can you tell us about, we know a little bit about the story, but we would love if you shared it with our listeners.
The main story?
About Cutie.
I mean, my big story.
Your big rat moment.
That is hoped to sway people's opinions of rats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I think that it would just make people who don't like rats
like them less.
This is we'll your PRA, public rat announcement.
Yeah. So, the rat slept in my brother's room, which was across the house from my room, and one morning I woke up and Cutie was snuggling in my bed, which meant that the night before she had somehow opened the cage door in my brother's room, climbed out, climbed down to the floor, made her way across the entire house into my room, climbed up my bed, which is a pretty high bed, and snuggled in next to me.
Oh my.
And this happened for two nights in a row. And then my parents made the latch on the door, of the cage stronger. But I think that this really demonstrates how much of a bond that we have.
If you had Cutie around today. Sorry, this is dark.
So when did Cutie die, by the way? Just before your...
I thought mine was dark. You're like, okay, so when did Cutie die?
Well, it's just we keep, you know, we sort of skirted over Harry's death. And
Harry, I don't remember. But Cutie and Tunnels, we actually had to move to our neighbor's house across the street because my mom became so allergic.
Oh.
So for the last year or so of their lives, they were living across the street. So we didn't really see
them. Bring this to Chips, which we haven't done yet. If Tunnels, Cutie, or Harry were alive, what chip would they eat?
Great question. Cutie. I don't even remember what we used to feed them. I'm sure that they would, you know, that's the other good thing about rats is that they're not picky.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just eat anything Yeah. Although strawberries, avoid strawberries because
they kill
them? No, makes them have diarrhea. Basically, I'm not sure what chip it would be.
Okay. Well, I was thinking that today maybe we could call a pet store, see if they're willing to speak to us, and see what kind of chips they would offer
their own rat pets.
Mm-hmm. Should we give it a try?
Let's give it a try. So we're just going to... Let's just take the pet store that's closest to us right now, according to Google Maps. Ask for the rodent department.
Is there such a thing?
Maybe.
Feel free to step in at any point. All right, so that works perfectly. Okay, so it's not going to be Pet Value.
Okay, next one.
They're too busy. Pet Cuisine and Accessories?
Yeah, let's go to Pet Cuisine. That's perfect. Pet Cuisine?
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting it ringing. Hi there. I have a question to do with rodents, and I'm wondering if you could help me out.
Yeah, can I just put you on hold for just 1 second?
Yep, no problem.
Thank you.
Did you know you can shop online and save time by selecting in-store pickup or free local delivery and shipping when
Rats.
You spend over $100?
You should probably ask her if she
needs. You can also save 5% by subscribing to recurring orders. Visit petcuisine.ca today. Did you know you can shop online?
I did.
Now I know that.
In-store pickup or free local delivery and shipping when you spend over $100.
I wonder what people are spending $100 on at Pet Cuisine.
Visit Pet Cuisine.
So much you have to buy pet food all the time.
Did you know you
can come on.
I wonder if Pet Cuisine is like, if they have like really nice, elegant, kind of like catered pet food. It's just an idea.
Good background music. Never get sick of that beat.
Did you know you can save... Fuck. Okay.
In-store pickup or free local delivery.
You can also save 5% by subscribing to recurring orders. Visit petcuisine.ca today.
It's actually not that long. Did you know you can save...
Fuck! Oh my gosh.
Okay, one more time. Did you know you can shop online and save time by selecting in-store pickup or free local delivery and shipping when you spend over $100? You can also save 5%.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, that was...
This hold is killing me, though.
Yeah, maybe we should just call Andrew.
How awesome would it be if we could talk to Pet Cuisine? We'll wait for... until 4 minutes and 30 seconds, then we'll kill it.
Caffeine, baby! You guys, I have a couple of really interesting facts about rodent eating. Let me get into the chips.
Okay.
We're already at 7 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh,
what do we do?
Okay, at 8 minutes, we're gonna hang up.
What if we had a pet emergency?
Probably we wouldn't be calling Pet Cuisine.
My dog has no truffles left. S.O.S.
It is really weird that they'll keep you on hold for so long and only have such a short, repetitive message. It makes you question reality and sanity. We give them 1 more minute.
Goblins!
I feel like we're in virtual reality.
We've been here for 15 minutes now. No, don't give up yet. We can't do it.
What if they never pick up?
Then we're going to be here forever.
I don't think these people care about chips or rodents.
All right, this is bung.
Is there no rodent world in Toronto?
There must be.
Oops. Oh, you know who you should call?
Who?
The Pet Menagerie. That's where I got my rat.
Then we're definitely calling that. We're calling the Pet Menagerie. You have a basic knowledge of French, correct?
Rats!
Where's your speaker?
Menagerie Pet Shop, how can I help you?
Hi, I have a question about rats, and I'm wondering if you can help me.
Sure, let me just pass you to the small animal department. 1 moment, please.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Well, that's what I mean. The rodent department is like a real thing. The small pet, because there's
rodentia.
Is this the rodentia department?
Excuse me, can you connect me to the rodentia department?
Hello, rodentia. Hello, lagomorpha. Oh, have we been fooled again? Hello?
Hamster department, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Zoe speaking. Who am I talking to?
Emil.
Hi, Emil. I do a podcast with my friend, and we sit around and talk about chips.
About what?
Potato chips.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
All this to say, we're doing an episode about rodents, and we're wondering if we could ask you a question.
Right now?
Yes.
Yeah. So we wanted to know what the best kind of chip for a rodent would be, or what the best kind of snack would be for a rodent that would be equivalent to chips in terms of tastiness and...
In your personal opinion.
Well, you can do, like, dried banana chips or plantain chips.
Ooh!
Yeah, they like those usually. I mean, sometimes they can be picky, but most of them seem to like it.
And in terms of, like, a human potato chip, what do you think would be a rat's personal taste in potato chips?
Like a cheese-flavored potato chip?
Mm. Oh, no, true.
I didn't think about that.
Emil, have you ever seen the movie Ratatouille?
A long time ago, yeah. Emil is the main character in that, right?
Oh, that's true! Wait, were you in Ratatouille?
No.
It's just a really good coincidence that you happen to work at a pet store. Anyway, in this
that
mall.
A question, or I kind of misheard that.
No,
just an observation.
Do you own?
I love it here. I love working in pet shops and working with animals. I visited Paris before, but I can't say I found the famous Ratatouille.
Do you own any rodents yourself?
I've fostered rats before, and actually, yeah, I do have three hamsters right now.
Ooh.
What are their names?
One of them is called Scar. It's got a little cut above his eye.
That's so cool.
So that's but it's Scar, short for Scarface, I guess, after Tony Montana. he's got a little buddy in there, and I call him Manny because Tony Montana's friend, which he does betray in the end, but
Okay, so we're gonna.
We just don't tell the hamsters.
Yeah,
that.
The hamsters better not know about that.
they're only watching PG movies. Like Ratatouille. Right. I have a customer waving me over right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for your time. But
Emil, could we ask you one thing super quickly before you go?
Sure.
Can you ask us a question about chips? It can be anything in the world.
What is your favorite dip for chips?
Amazing.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye, thank you.
He'll never know. He'll never know.
Emil was so sweet.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to take that question and I'm going to spin it around. Flip it on its head.
Like
and say, what is the best thing in Ratatouille? We're gonna take something from Emil's call and we're gonna switch it in. Not because that wasn't a great question, it's just that, you know, that's we've had that question before.
We have.
I'm pretty sure my brother asked that question.
I think he said what was better. We've never asked. He's never said what is the best best dip.
Okay, well then we'll just answer it.
But you're always talking about dips. I mean, it's all not right. Like you haven't covered that.
Everyone's
before.
A critic.
Well, let's answer that and then we can spitball off of it.
Yeah. I'm gonna reveal the chips now.
Okay.
And then we're gonna get into some more facts with Emil's question and facts in mind. We're gonna see if maybe if rats would like these chips. Niamh, you're gonna weigh in because you're the rat expert here, apart from Emil. And
Emil did know a lot about rats, and I was honestly intimidated.
Dun, 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 dun. The chips are today. Zoe, why don't you say the first one out loud?
Cheese doodles, baked puffballs, jalapeno poppers flavored, made with real cheese from the Wise Company.
And the second bag of chips is also cheese doodles, and it's sliders, bacon cheddar flavor.
And they're vegetarian. Don't worry, Nia.
Oh, God. I was going to say.
I checked it out beforehand. Don't worry. You guys, I have some funny food facts about rodents for you.
Pray tell.
May I? So the Texas pocket gopher lives underground, and it's so averse to, like, coming above ground that in order to forage, it actually pulls roots from underground. And then another interesting thing is that the African pouched rat forages on the surface, and it just goes wild, like shopping spree mayhem. It puts everything that it can into its cheeks, which like puff up into pockets.
Chipmunkish.
And then it returns to its burrow, and then it just dumps everything on the floor of its burrow and sorts it out like Halloween candy, and then only eats the nutritious stuff.
Wow. That's the one smart rodentia.
So would stuff like garbage in there, too? Just like anything it comes across?
Niamh, I don't know.
I'd like more answers. Niamh.
Okay!
I also have one more interesting little rodent fact, but it's about mating. So maybe let's open these cheese balls.
And then talk about rodent sex.
Cheese doodles and then talk about sex. Okay, should we open the jalapeno poppers first?
Yeah, and me, I'm gonna hand you the bacon cheddar flavor, but can we open them at the same time?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Give them an open.
Oh my god. The first impression of the jalapeno poppers, it does smell like jalapeno, but because it's like a packaged version of jalapeno, it smells like fresh cut grass.
Wow. That's bizarre.
In a way.
Oh my gosh, it really does. Doesn't and it? Also very apropos for rats because I associate Absolutely. Grass with rats. Don't ask me
And
why.
Rodents.
Weird.
It really does smell like grass. Very natural, despite the bright orange coloring.
Natural.
Should I open this?
Yes.
Please.
I can't wait to tell you this weird fact.
Oh,
oh
she,
no.
hates, she hates
what's,
it.
What
oh.
you, what's going through your mind right now?
What does it smell? Does it smell like bacon?
Preteen gym bag.
Ooh,
oh!
My gosh.
I somehow could have guessed
I'm
that
it
with sliders, though.
I mean, it's ode to bacon, but there is something weird in there. I was thinking that maybe we can start with the jalapeno ones. Tell us that fact because sex is a bit, you know,
spicy,
and okay. Jalapeno is a bit spicy.
Niamh,
that's
you
my
grab
connection there, ladies.
So we grab a puffed ball, and then we'll chip cheers on these. Mmm. Great texture.
Mm, sexy.
Great texture.
Mm-hmm.
Very crunchy.
There's some taste in there.
Grass?
Yeah.
Tell us that rat sex story. Mm. That you
I don't
have.
Know if, which rodents this applies to, but some rodents. Some rodents, during sex, deposit a mating plug in the female genital opening.
Tell me more.
Which prevents sperm from leaking out and also protects against the males, protects against other males potentially inseminating the same female rodent.
Wait, the plug stays in there?
Yes, and the females can then remove the plug and may do so immediately after the sex has happened or several hours afterward.
Oh what? My god.
What's the plug made out of?
That is a good question that I don't know.
I honestly don't want to know the answer to that.
No, I don't think I even wanted to know that story at all.
And also, like, the fact that we're eating something that looks eerily like a plug.
Like a mating plug. I've gone over the deep end. Did you guys ever see Flushed Away, another rat movie?
Mm-mm.
No.
But what kind of dip would rats, like, be into? You know what?
Rats or us?
Yeah, rats or us.
Rats are us. Rats. Rats.
Why do you ask me that question when we are rats and rats are us? I used to give these, I was like a treat for my guinea pigs. I would give them yogurt. They were essentially yogurt chips. They were like little drops. Oh. Like it was yogurt. Shall I say yogurt once more?
Yogurt.
It would be hardened like the yogurt. Hardened sugary yogurt. Kind of. Mm-hmm. I think I tasted them before.
I had those for my rats as well, actually.
Yeah. So I think maybe like a melted yogurt thing would be a great dip for rats.
Maybe a chilled cucumber or je ne sais quoi.
Do you guys want to try these bacon cheddar flavored sliders?
Yeah. Ooh. I think this one will taste better despite the gym bag impression.
We'll see. Cheers. Mmm. These taste like something else.
Like bacon.
It's not bacon sliders.
Tastes like bacon to me.
So tell us about the times that you've owned rodents.
Okay, I will. Well, not including the time there was a gopher in my backyard that lived there. Subsequently hit by a car, very sad. We won't go there.
Did you see it?
Yes, it lived in my backyard.
No. I mean, like, did you see it when it got hit?
No.
How did you not get hit by a car then?
Because there was a dead gopher behind my house on the road.
Oh, okay. Probably.
And then I never saw it again in my backyard.
That probably covers that.
Okay, well, first of all, I had pet guinea pigs, Pippi and Cindy.
Cindy? Cinderella.
Yeah, Pippi and Cindy, that's what they were called. We got them from the Humane Society, and they were already named
Pepperoni.
Pippi Longstocking and Cinderella. And we hated those names. I don't know why. I mean, Cinderella was stupid. Pippi wasn't that bad. But so then we just called them Pippi and Cindy. I forgot about this. I had 3 pet mice that I inherited.
3 pet mice.
Clooney.
3 pet mice.
Named after George Clooney. And then there was Ruffalo, which was my mouse.
Why'd you call it Ruffalo?
After Mark? Mark, yeah.
You call him Mark Ruffalo, not Ruffalo?
No, but the mouse was named Ruffalo.
Okay.
And then...
You've liked Mark Ruffalo for so long.
I know. And then the last one was an all-white mouse, albino, named Penelope. Can I say what my last rodent pet was?
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah.
I had a pet squirrel.
Okay, we need to choose between our 2 chips. Do you already know what you like better?
Okay, well, we'll just stay on the count of 3.
I'm going to count us down?
Three. Do you want to count our favorite? Well, the problem is that...
What's the problem?
I'm saying my favorite.
Yeah.
This one, the jalapeno, tastes like grass. It does. But I don't like the other one because it's so meaty. But that's just because I don't like meat.
Right, but
so
go with
I can
your gut.
See how that one would be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally...
3, 2, 1.
Bacon
sliders.
Yes. I knew that was going to happen.
But, Niamh, you essentially just said that you can understand why. So, will you come over to our Zed?
Yes, I will.
Yes. Amazing.
Wise brand cheese doodles sliders. Bacon cheddar flavored wins.
JustChips.com. The podcast, not the website.
We are your hosts.
And producers.
Zoe Robertson.
And...
I wanted to say Zoe Robertson.
Oh, actually, we are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson and Sophia LaPage.
This is a Sumo Audio production. Our sound engineer is Deanna D.D. Moreno. Our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
And ain't it a good one?
And ain't it a good one? If you're looking to burrow into another podcast, check out Trampoline Hall, another Sumo Audio production. This was recorded at Eggplant Picture and Sound.
Did you know you can shop online and save time by selecting in-store pickup or
free local
delivery?
Give me
a deep breath.
This was actually one of my party tricks when I was growing up on the schoolyard.
Visit peckmagazine.ca today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sir Department, how may I help you?